We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for putting up with us and looking beyond our faults to see our need. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the saints of God. Just every soul present, let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. That's his holy name. To our deacons and preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we thank God for our choir. Thank God for Jesus. Be the best thing that ever happened to me. When you know you're saved, you can rejoice. You can rejoice in the service. You know what the Lord have done for you. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. What have happened to the Christian marriage, number 20? What have happened to the Christian marriage, number 20? And the answer, in the last days, we fighting over authority, fighting over power and control in the home and in the church. But it's not man's authority, it's God's authority. It is God's plan. It is God's word. He in control of everything. Whether we want to believe it or not, he in control. Marriage is the Bible kind of home. A godly home. One that led by God. One that the Bible backs up. But I find out that many of us don't fear God no more. The fear of God is gone out some of us. Because we living under grace. We feel that God has forgot about us. He knows everything. He can't forget nothing. Just because he long-suffered and put up with us, we think God has forgotten. But he's still on the throne. How your marriage doing? Nobody knows but you, your husband, the wife, children, and God and the devil. That's all. Don't put on God. Don't put on God. Don't put on God. We can't put on him. We can't put on God. He told us what to do. Look at 1 Corinthians, if you will. 11 chapter, 7 through the 9th verse, if you will. 1 Corinthians 11, 7, 8, and 9. It said, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. So the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither is the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man, said the Bible. The Bible said that. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. I didn't say that. My brothers and sisters, the world is boasting now of its wisdom in forsaking the old standard of marriage and the home. We think we got so much wisdom, and we feel like marriage is going out of style. They call themselves marrying in a Christian family. And some of them wise folks, they kind of bring marriage up to date. But it's never been out of date. That's what we got to understand. The modern marriage are failing every day. Every day. The last day marriage are failing every day. They're saying over 200,000 children every year come from divorced parents because of somebody ain't acting right in the home. When it's not God's plan, it ain't gonna work. When it's not God's plan, it's Satan's plan. See, you can't do both at the same time. If it's not God's plan, it's got to be who plan? Satan's plan. Satan's plan. I don't know about y'all, but I have found out something. I have found out that some things we just don't trust God with. I said some things. We just don't trust our God with. Who we said that made everything and got all power in his hand, but yet still some things we just don't trust God with. Marriage is one of them. What God said about marriage, we don't really trust what God done said. We are afraid to trust it. We are afraid to love one another. We're afraid to obey one another. God said it. And when we don't do it God's way, trouble gonna be in the home. So we don't trust. We don't trust what God done said about marriage, and we don't trust God with our money no more. We feel like we know how to handle both of them, and we fail in there every day. Because we ain't doing it God's way. When you do it God's way, you can't never fail. When you do it his way, you can't fail. It seems like some of us are saying things like, God is not right, I don't believe. Because my marriage is not working. I'm doing the best I can, but you're not doing what God done said. You're doing the best you can, what you think right, do what he got said. Do what he said and not what you feel like. So you got to do what he said. Not how I feel. Not my next door neighbor marriage, but what God done what said. And that's what happened to some of our marriage today. We don't want to do what he done said. Because we don't trust God. And I know what you're saying. You ain't got to be clear. I know what you're saying. But the thing you're saying, you don't know that man. You don't know that woman. But God know him. Our job is to do what he said, And that man you don't know, God will take care of him. That woman you don't know, God will take care of him. We've got to do it God's way if you want God to handle the marriage. It's his thing and not our thing. Bless his holy name. Now watch God. Now seem like, everybody say seem like. Seem like something that God said to us don't make sense. It seems like sometimes it's not right. Now watch this now. Seem like it doesn't make sense. And I'm telling the truth, y'all. Seem like what this Bible says sometimes just don't seem like it's right. Has that ever happened to you? Now watch now what some things don't seem right. What God has already said. It needs last. And watch God. God said, obey your own husband. That don't sound right. That just don't sound right. That don't sound right. I know what he said, but it just doesn't sound right. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. That does not sound right. Christ died for the church. I don't know that boy now. I love him, but I ain't gonna die. But he died for the church. It doesn't sound right. But God done said it. And we don't want to do what he done what? Who will die for their wife? Raise your hand. I don't see about 20 hands. Raise your hand up here. Those fellas scared to raise their hand. They just... Love your wife as Christ loved the church. He gave his life. He died for the church. But it doesn't sound right. Well, what you doing? Calling God a lot in? He's not right. In the last day, things don't sound right. The Bible just doesn't sound right. In the last and evil day. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible is to believe and trust God's word. That's what this book is. To believe and trust God's word. Believe it, now what? Trust it. This is what the Bible for, is to believe and then what? Trust it. Word, God word, word never fail. God word can never what? Fail. So things don't sound right now. Smart men, the smart women don't call us to straighten it out. And they messed up everything. That really can't work. Because we changed the thing around in the last and evil days. Get knowledge. But most of all, get you some what? Understanding. A lot of us got knowledge, but we don't have no what? Understanding. I know the Bible, but you don't understand the Bible. All right. I know what it says, but you got to what? Understand it. And when you understand it, you'll find out that it's right anyway. Yes,
got to get understanding. I know the Bible back to front. Don't understand nothing in there though. Get understanding. And when you get understanding where you was ignorant of it, I was ignorant of it. Now, I know what he's trying to tell me now. Because I got what? Understanding. I'll find out you got to keep on reading the Bible. Hear a voice one time. You think you ain't got nothing. You got to keep on reading it. It takes years to keep on getting understanding of God's word. Not no one session, not no two, they are. They take years. They get understanding of God's word. Right now, all these preachers here can go preach one message. Come behind one at a time. We ain't got together, but come out and one at a time. And get on John 3:16. All of us will come with something different, but praying to the same thing. You don't conquer God's word no kind of way. Can't nobody conquer God's word. He reveals what he wants to reveal. You can read it, but you got to get the what? Understanding of it. That means the devil leads so many folks astray. They don't have the understanding. So we got trust in the Bible. You got to trust God's word. Yes. And this is the reason we have to go basis after basis sometimes. And the first thing sometimes, I know somebody, and I've been in church all my life, and first, we read that last Sunday. I'm reading next Sunday too. You ain't got it yet. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. Get to study the Bible. You get to study the Bible. I don't want to minister. Get to study the Bible and come back. Look how I missed that. Maybe 5 years. How I missed that. You got to keep on studying the Word of God to get the understanding of it. When God said, obey your husband, love your wife, you got to get the understanding of it. God ain't hard on nobody. This just his word. God not picking on nobody. This just his word. And when you do what it says, you'll find out God knows what he's talking about. I got peace in my home now. I got peace in my life now. Because I'm getting the understanding. In the last and evil days. Some things may seem like they don't make sense until we get the understanding of what the Lord done said. And my brothers and sisters, if truth is to be heard, it should be in the house of prayer. Many don't want it, but many want it. And sometimes we come to church to get truth. Not lies. Woe unto the pastor, woe unto the preacher who preach lies. I said, woe unto them. You come to the house of prayer, God's house of prayer, to get the real truth. Whether you believe it or not, but the truth ought to be preached in God's house. Oh boy. Some saints want the truth bad. Some don't want to hear it bad. So I always tell you, got a buck running from the truth. You got a buck running to the truth. My word would not come back to him with void. Somebody want it. And God don't see to him getting it. So I'm not trying to compromise, not picking on nobody. God don't have to pick on nobody. The truth is just what? This is holy name. So God won't. The truth preached in his house. And I found out when we get the understanding of that truth, wherever you may be looking for, and the consequences of not obeying that truth. You find out, I'm going to obey if I want to have some good with God. Get the truth. The consequence of not obeying it is carried with punishment. It's carried with sadness, pains, when we don't want to obey God's truth. Like I said, a lot of folks want it. Many folks don't want the truth of God. Everything that God ordered for man to do, for the children, for the woman to do, for the child to do, is in God's manual. The Bible, the Word of God, the truth. We got to read the manual. We got to read the Bible. We got to read the Word of God and believe it if you want success in your marriage. This is holy name. And my brother and sister, why the Christian marriage has failed? Because of disobedience to God's Word. Not man's word, but it's God's word. And all of us say, that's God's word. That's the Bible. That's not Walker's word. It's not man's word. It's not Skipper's word. It's God's word. Our job is to bring it like it is. I don't find out. We just tell it and leave it alone. He able to take care of himself. Truth can take care of himself. Our job is not to mold it down in you, but you're going to get mad. My job is just tell it to you and walk off. If you want it, that's your business. One thing about Jesus, I said, Lord, one thing about Jesus, he told the devil is written. He argued with the devil, it's just written. Now it's up to you to do it. I'll be arguing with folks. Stop arguing with folks. Just go on. Tell the truth. And leave it alone. God knows what to do. And when you turn down, consequences behind it. And you ain't going to like the consequences. Because if you disobey God's word, it need last and need but days. And my brothers and sisters, Christian marriage, I say, is just failing. In the modern home, men do not take authority over their wives. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And wives are not submitting themselves to their own husband. Say amen.
Amen.
The first thing is that it don't seem right. That's the first thing. It just doesn't seem right. I'm about to obey my husband. It doesn't seem right. Think on that a minute. I'm going to sit down.
Mama. Mama.
Just don't seem right. God must have messed up somewhere. It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right for me to obey my husband. Cry the mouth.
All right.
Not seen, but what God done said. Evidently, you're going to be blessed if you do what he said. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not looking wrong now. Let me straighten this thing out. Because so many folks, they ain't got no understanding. Now, you're going to treat your wife like a dog now. Something you love, you don't treat them like a dog. No. You love them just like Christ loved Watch that. Let me get that straightened out now. I know for when you ever told me on, God taught you what to do. Now, well, I taught you what to do too. Something you love, you don't treat it bad. Something you love, you trash it. Get that straight. But the sister gonna say that just doesn't seem right for me to obey my husband and submit myself unto him. But he told him to love you. To love you. And my brothers and sisters, the modern home man are not being head of his house. And do not feel the responsibility of protecting and providing for their family in these last days. Every family member just do as they please in these last days. Every family member just doing as they please. In every home, everyone just about doing what they want to do. Ain't no other. Like God said, when you do it like God said, God gonna take care of the house. But when you ain't got no order, ain't no peace in there. God put the husband, everybody say husband, over the house. And the wife to obey. Now watch this. Now listen at what God told the husband. Oh, get the Ephesians from it. Now look what God told the husband. See, get the understanding. Look what God told the husband. If you go in, if you come in a way different, you know you got a phony almost, okay? Read the Bible, get understanding. Ephesians 5:22-25, Paul. Ephesians 5:25.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
Heart of mine.
And gave himself for it.
Watch this now. Obey your own husband. But look what he told the husband. To love your wife. Even as Christ loved the church. And he didn't stop there. And what? Gave himself for it. I love my wife. I'm going to cherish my wife. I'm going to take care of my wife. Come on, what? Love her. I love her. I'll die for her. She obeyed me. That make me love her more. And when she obeyed me, I ain't gonna tell her to do nothing crazy. Come by what? Love her. There's a bunch of bulldogs out there want to eat her up. I ain't going to say, you go out there. I'm going out there. Because I love her. With the understanding, I love her. If she obey me, I'm going to get her everything I can get her she wants. Because I love her. And if you marry somebody, stand in the house with somebody, call a helper, and don't love you, I don't tell you, I ain't got in here what to do. I'm just telling you what he said in here. Now it's up to you and God to do what you want to do. God ain't putting nothing on you to make you look down, no kind of way. Just the plan that he got. Stop looking down, because nobody, ain't nobody at you. Ain't nobody picking on nobody. This God will. Amen. So it said, love. Read on, Paul. I'm not Paul. I want you to skip down so there, Paul. Look at now, 28, the same chapter, but 28.
So are men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Heart of mine.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
The Bible said that. The King didn't say that, King. If I love my wife, I what? Look at how that happened. If I love my wife, I love my. Where did my wife come from? From my what? Side. My wife came out of my what? When I got married, I replaced my rib back, so she's a part of me. That make me be my what? Self. She a part of me. That's my what? Self. Get a hammer and hit your own what? Self. That's yourself. Don't hit her. If you're going to hit somebody, go get a hammer. Let her go in the back and get on your knees and hit your own foot yourself. And see how I feel. God ain't give us no right to beat on and treat her like a dog. You've got to love your wife. And if she obey you, you ought to give her the world if she want it. If you can afford it, give it to her.
Amen.
God trying to help her. We're looking at it the wrong way. You marry that fella. That fella. So love your wife. He's talking about Christians now. As your own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. All right, Paul, now look at 33 for me, that same chapter. 33.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband.
Now, if that happened, that last verse, if that happened like that, I know my husband loved me. She gonna see. I'm gonna see. She gonna see that she will reverence me. She'll see to that. She will reverence me because I know she what? If she don't reverence, if she don't reverence me, I know she don't love me. So, now, when you know that your husband loves you, God Almighty, the Bible says you ought to reverence your what? Husband. Save a call. They know. They beat me saying. Save you. Lord, amen. Abraham, wife, called him what? Lord. A little here now. And Peter put her as a wife. And as a mother example in the Bible, be like Sarah.
For a reason. See what she said? Yes, for a reason.
Love your wife. Trying to get it straightened out here. Love your wife. God got this back. God got it here. Ain't no fight between men and women or husband and wife. He got it down like he wanted. He said this. And the pastor is up to him to try to teach it. Want my folks to know everything I know. I want them to know it. They don't want me leaking the things out there. That's my job. To feed you the word of God. We've got to take it in. You want the truth. Get the truth. And when you know the truth, then you'll find out it's different from what I thought it was. So if you got a husband don't love you, now that's your business. I don't want to change what the Bible says here. If he loves you, you ought to reverence him. That's the Bible. That's his holy name. Now, Paul, look at Colossians 3:19. Y'all better hang in here with me. That's all I'm about to tell you. Just hang in here with me. This is a most stress. It's going to knock you off your feet. It may not be today, but it will knock you off your feet. Read, Paul.
Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them.
Y'all see it now? I'm dealing with heaven. See, love your what? And be not what? Bitter. God Almighty. Don't be low down. Don't be low down. Some men's just low down. I mean low down. Don't love himself and the wife and nobody else. That's bitter. God Almighty. You don't want no wife when you pop your finger, she jump. I don't reckon, but I'm just saying it. Don't be bitter. Who won't stay with you? Who won't stay with you? You bitter. That's just like a, you stand out there with a pit bull. She's shaking. She's scared of you.
Right.
Tell yourself somebody sit down. Think about a heaven creature like that. Raise your hand. We won't see him. No, y'all ain't married though. No, y'all ain't married. We ain't talking about y'all. Y'all ain't married. We ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about the date stuff now. I'm talking about the date. The Bible says, love your wife. God love it. Don't God love the church? Amen. All right then, love your wife. Does he love what? The church. Right. Look how God put up with us. Yeah. The church. Yeah. I said, look how he put up with us. The church. Yeah. Huh. Paul, and look at 1 Peter 3:7.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge.
God Almighty.
Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
Yeah.
And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
According to what? Knowledge. Knowledge. According to what God done said in the Bible, how to treat her. Knowledge. The Bible calls her the weaker what? She are the weaker vessel. The weaker vessel. Now, I'm trying to break that down a little bit, but Della, you see now, she came at your side. Your side. Just like older days when I was coming up, little boy, we had little Coca-Colas. Little small Coca-Cola, that was the real stuff. Them little bottle of cocoa. They were real cocoa.
Right,
now, just like that, see, I get me another little bottle and put a little of that real stress in there and fill it up with water. That make it be weaker than the original.
All right.
See, I'm stronger than my wife. See, See, a wife, a woman don't have to say, I prove nothing to be like a man. She ain't got to play football to prove nothing to nobody. She ain't built like a man. She's not built like one. She got to prove something. Oh, you a weaker vessel. Huh, boy, I'm not getting mad when I say this, though, brother. Oh, boy, hold on.
Preach, Pastor.
She more easy to be deceived than a man.
Alright.
It was the prophet, it was the woman that was what? Deceived. And not what? The man. See, this is one of her punishments. She couldn't take care of the house. Matter of fact, she was out of her place. She made Adam's decision. That ought to be an Adam decision to eat off that tree. She took Adam's place. Because she was what? Did what? Seed. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived. They'll make her a weaker vessel. So what God is saying, I can't trust you in a sense to be over my earth. I'm going to make somebody over you. I'm going to make you the ruler. Matter of fact, he was the ruler the year before she got here.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
She the weaker vessel. The Bible said it. Believe what the Bible said. Didn't God make us?
Amen.
Well, he ought to know who the stronger and who the weaker. Oh. But watch this now. If we don't, now, we said it, and Al being Al, that means we have the same amount of salvation. We in this thing here together. Ain't no different way to be saved. We in this thing together. What take for me to get saved, the same thing for you. What take for her, the same thing. Ain't no different than that. But he's dealing with living together now. And what the man is all about. Now watch this now. If you don't treat her right, it hinder your prayers. If you don't treat her right, that, no wonder you can't get a prayer through. You ain't treating your, I'm in it. You got to treat your wife right if you don't get a prayer through. You can't be coming to church being nothing if you ain't treating your wife. Dumb. Lord, put cotton in the ear. I ain't hear you. That's what the Bible saying this.
You're right, Pastor.
The Bible, we got to believe the Bible. We're deceiving ourselves. But we do what the Bible says, that's when blessing comes.
Yeah, right.
Extra blessing comes. Yeah,
right.
So like when you obey God, I give you what you want just about.
Right.
Same way, when you bless your wife and take care and love her, and she's loving you, she can get everything you got. And y'all don't give her everything you got.
All right.
The Bible got it right here. So now your prayers can be hindered if you ain't doing what the law says do towards your wife, mister. Bless his holy name. Notice, my brothers and sisters, if both of us would do our job, the husband and the wife, it would be a Joshua house. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you ain't got no peace and no happiness, it's not Joshua's house. See, Joshua took care of house. He took care of his wife. He took care of little Joshua. And anybody live up under his roof, they had to worship God or hit the road jack, look like. But me and my house, we know what? Serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. even his servant, if you have any, if you're living under my roof, Joshua said, you've got to serve the Lord here. Not the foreign God, but God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Well, that's one thing. When you tell the truth, ain't nobody arguing with it. That's what the Bible's for. Get the truth. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's what the Bible said. And my brother and sister, just a very few Christians trying to obey God's married plan. In these last and evil days, just a very few trying to obey what God said. And something called you a folk and all that. But you stand on God's word. If you happy, don't let nobody lead you astray. You got to watch the devil. They want you to not to do it. They'll come to you all kind of ways, deceiving you. Good, good. You know, I'm going to take all that. You know, all that junk. Sometimes folks do the same thing. Man, you good, you know what I mean? You buy that woman everything. But what you got to do with it? See, you got to watch that stuff. Watch, folks. The devil get jealous. Some folks get jealous because you hold your wife's hand.
Amen.
They get jealous. Because they ain't doing it. They want you to do like them. Forget about what they're doing. Do what God said close to you. Close to you can. You do what he said. They want to go for your wife. Oh, don't take all that now. That's for you. You what you want about it. What you got to do with it? I did help me paint the house. You went, good, that thing got you painted. What you got to do with it? Watch the devil. Watch the devil. And she did help me dig a ditch. What you got to do with it? With the devil. What you got to do with it? You got to watch the devil.
Yes, sir.
Because him and his wife ain't get along. He won't see everybody else's wife don't get along. Everybody else, that's the devil. Come home, Lord, mercy. Knock on your door, you know, and you in there cooking. You got an apron on. You know, one of your buddies, one of your buddies, you come in. You got an apron on. You know. I'm like, hey, man, what you doing, man? Man, I'm helping on cooking, man. Cooking? Yeah. Man, that woman got you that messed up. That funny. Why? You like that kind of. They made that get job, but you don't like that job. Don't let them make you feel bad. Stopping the flow, man. What you got to do with it?
All right, Pastor.
Anytime you're having peace in your house, watch the devil.
Right.
Don't take it lightly. Watch the devil. Y'all have been so many church folks messed up. They don't know the Bible. They let other folks lead them astray. I said they let other folks lead them astray because they don't know no better. The devil used them kind of folks.
Right.
Devil got folks scattered everywhere in church. Y'all got to understand that. Parting folks' mind. That's the devil. Because to see you getting along.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Amen. Blessed is every name. And my brothers and sisters, I don't care what happens. Whether we obey God's marriage plan for the Christian family, God will not change. He's going to stay the same. God Almighty. And if both of us will do our job, we'll have a house like Joshua. He ain't going to change for the Christian person. He ain't going to change for the Christian woman. He ain't going to change just for the Christian home. He's going to stick with what he already done said. He cannot. Everybody say cannot. He cannot change. Ain't nothing coming up to date. He just cannot what? Change.
All right.
Call him. Why? why he can't change. Hold on. Paul, tell us why. Look at Matthew 24 and 35. Tell us why, Paul. Tell us why. Why we can't, why God can't change. Ain't about to change. I don't care how what's going on in these last and evil days, he ain't about to change. Matthew 24 and 35.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
It ain't about to pass. I don't care how we look over it, ignore it. It ain't what? About to pass away. Hebrews 13:8. Read that, Paul.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The same yesterday and today and forever.
He ain't about to change. I don't care what you see going on in this world. God, marriage, system, plan, gonna stay just like I laid it. And guess what? And we're gonna be judged about what we say, what we do about his marriage. We're gonna be judged by his word. Not by what man don't change. We're gonna be judged by his word. See, ain't nobody getting away with nothing. Nobody. All of us one day got to stand before a living God. All of us. Nobody gonna get away with nothing, I promise you. Lord of mine. I'm going to preach on that one day, the five crowns. A lot of folk going to miss crowns. I'm talking about Christian now. A sinner man, he go to hell if he never get born again. But a Christian, he can be doing things that ain't right in church, but he may be saved. But he's letting the devil lead him astray. See, his work won't count for nothing. I'm going to take something from him. See, all of us got to stand. See, just like mom and daddy in heaven, like the friends and folks in heaven. See, now they ain't doing nothing. Ain't nothing to do. Because they haven't been what? Judged yet. See, they got to be judged. Your what got to be judged. Ain't nobody doing nothing to be. They got to be judged. For God put them on any kind of mission. Ain't nobody going to get away with nothing. Especially Christians. You want your reward. You want your crowns. Yeah, when a devil ain't never been born again, you know where he going. But he got to take the crowns away from us. Reward's going to be taken from us. Now, we can get that straight now before we get through with the series, okay? When we get on to church. Bless his holy name. So folks fighting for everything now. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, notice everything that God created was good. And what? Very good. He said this before he made man. Well, what man is made for? That's a good question. He said it was good. And what? Well, what man made for then? He said that before he created man. What man made for? Paul, get your Bible. Look at Genesis 1, 26 through 28. What man was made for? God Almighty.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Yeah.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Yeah.
Over the fowl of the air.
Yeah.
And over the cattle. And over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Yeah. Read on.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him.
All male, right. Go on, okay.
Male and female created he them.
All right. Now, he made man and put him over what? The earth. Over the whole earth. See, man is somebody. He put him over the whole entire earth. He made different from any other creature he created. He put him over everything that he created on this earth. He told him what he was over. Thank God for Jesus. All right. Then God said everything was good but one thing. Adam's loneliness. His loneliness was not good. He was his only creation. He was his only creation. Wasn't another creature like him. He was his only creation. So, man, loneliness called on Eve. That means Eve came in because of his what? Loneliness. Paul, look at Genesis 2, 5 and 8 through 24. We finna close. Take my time. Oh, okay, okay, brother. I'm finna go. Genesis 2, 18 through 24, Paul.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
Yeah.
I will make him and help meet for him.
Yeah.
And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him.
Yeah.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
Yeah.
She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Now Eve is here to supply Adam loneliness. And what Eve was lacking, Adam supplied her needs. And this would make up the family. And not only that, my brothers and sisters, all the animals had a helpmeet but Adam. God gave Adam and Eve a sexual passion to multiply the earth with human beings. Adam and Eve became one flesh. See, everybody, all my creatures, they can multiply. But Adam couldn't do it by his self. Everybody said, by his self. All right, we're going to stop right there. I'm finna close. I'm going to see. I'm going to start where I stopped off at. See, he couldn't do it by his what? See, couldn't no more men, everybody said men, couldn't no more men come in the earth by his self.
Go ahead, Pastor. Amen.
By his self. He was the only one of his own kind.
Amen.
Nobody else like him. By his own self. Then a woman came.
Uh-huh.
For a purpose. It's God's purpose.
Amen.
But something about that man that y'all ain't heard yet.
Oh.
Come back next Sunday. Something about that man you haven't got yet. God Almighty. Jesus come to save the lost. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ after a person is saved. Like I'm sounding better. What just turned me on? After that person to say, look, I'm just coming on, brother. And if a man just confess Jesus, that's how easy it is to get saved. But you got to believe it. Confessing with your mouth. And believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. thou shalt be saved. Will there be one
who
want to give your life to Christ? Ask your person to say. You may come now. If those are churches open. Will there be one? Will there be one?
Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter.
Come. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Just don't leave out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church. Get saved. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Get saved in these last days, y'all. Can't y'all see time is winding up on you? Look around you. Look around you and just read the Bible. You'll see how it's coming on you. It's closer than we think. Get saved. A life don't seem to be nothing value to nobody now. You think we're going to get better, we're going to get worse. You don't know when you be in the public. Don't they get the shoe now? But if I get killed, I'm saved. That's God business. I'm saved. I'm going to be with the Lord. But the thing about when you're not saved, where do you think you're going? Goodness can't get you there now. Doing good can't get you there. You've got to be born again. And it's simple. You've got to really give your life to Christ by confessing His name and try to live for Him. He come to save folks. The main purpose reason Jesus come in the world to save peoples. To save. He's the only Savior. Nobody else can save you. Buddha can't save you. All the other false religions. Rest of them ain't nothing but false religion if it's without Jesus. Rest of them false. He's the only one God in words and got up with all power in His hand. The rest of them still dead. Buddha's still dead. Will there be another? Glory be to His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Read the secretary.
Pastor, we have two candidates for baptism.
Hallelujah.
Laverne Snow and Regina Snow.
But he didn't stay dead.
He got up.
He got up.
With all power.
With all power.
In his hand.
In his hand.
See, I'm giving my life.
I'm giving my life
to Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior.
To be my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life.
For saving my life.
See, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm
saved. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes. That's all of them, Jesus. That's all of them, Jesus. That's all of them. Hallelujah. We're going to baptize. We're baptized today. Hallelujah.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism.
Right. Yes,
his name is Chris Lewis Jr.
Chris Lewis Jr. Lewis, how you doing?
Good.
May God bless you.